Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. Well, we are excited, excited, excited. Another day, another episode, another opportunity where we are here on All About Entrepreneurs. We want to motivate you. We want to encourage you, inspire you, and empower you to have success throughout your whole day. Now, that could be success at work, in your business. It could be at school. You could be at home. You know, there's a lot of things that people are doing today as it relates to being an entrepreneur, and they're doing it right from their own homes. I mean, think about it. Look around your house and tell me what, as a matter of fact, I should send you on a scavenger hunt and go around your house and write down all the things in your home that you could use for your own business or that you could use to create business for yourself. I want you to look around your home and go to each and every room from the top of your home all the way to the bottom of your home. And I want you to tell me what kinds of things you have there that you can do. And I want to definitely open up the phone lines for my co-host. Good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
I am so great today. This is an awesome day. I'm glad to be alive. And it's a day for me to power up my possibilities. You know what? You are a divine design in the mind of God. You were created for good. Yes, ma'am. You were created to do good, to be good, and be the change you want to see in the earth. And I tell you, that's something to be excited about. Yes, ma'am.
That is amazing. That is amazing. You know, someone on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, he posted a memo that said, it is your time to shine. We welcome you to the broadcast today. We welcome the listeners. The chat room is open for those individuals who would like to participate in some online chat. We will be able to do that a little bit better now that we have a co-host, because before, when you're hosting a show by yourself, it's kind of hard to chat. And, you know, I know they say chat and chew. Well, that might be easy to do, but to try to chat and type, let me tell you, not so easy. I guess I'll have to get one of those cordless headsets, Cassandra, that way. I think now I'll finally have to invest in one of those, because that will allow me to chat, chew, talk. And Well, everyone, I tell you, we welcome you. If it's your first time listening to the broadcast and or your first time listening, now that we have our new format for the broadcast, we certainly welcome you. Want to catch you up on some things that we have going. First, we want to remind you that we have a Facebook page where you can go. It's called All About Entrepreneurs. You can go to facebook.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. That's our official Facebook page. You can go there. You can make a post about the show, make a comment. Tell us what you thought about the show. What do you like about the show? Also, you can ask us questions that you would like to see answered. We also said that we want to let people know. Yesterday we ran a huge special. We gave away to the first five people who went on Facebook and posted that you were one of the first five. We got those five people, so we're excited about that. And what they're going to get, they're going to get to advertise. They're going to advertise their product or service and or event for 5 days. They get 60 seconds of advertisement. So we're excited about that. Also, we know people are telling other people because I see new phone numbers in the chat room and on the phone line. So I'm excited extremely. We are excited about that, myself and Cassandra. And Cassandra's working so hard over there in the St. Louis area, telling everybody she knows about this show. And we thank you for telling everybody about it as well. You know, Cassandra, people want to be motivated. And motivation is the key to so many different things that we do. You know, people say all the time, oh, you know, my child isn't motivated, or they may feel their spouse isn't motivated, or they're not motivated. Well, get them on the broadcast and get them motivated. Let them listen. You know, I've had people have their children listen to the show as well down through the years because, you know, children, they're okay. They listen, believe me, they listen to a lot of stuff they shouldn't listen to. So you can certainly have a child listen to the show with you in the mornings on their way as they're getting dressed for school, prior to going to school. And you might be surprised at how successful the child begins to do in their schoolwork or their school activities. So, you know, that's something to think about. But, yeah, and don't forget, you can also still claim the first 100 people haven't signed up yet to get their free CD, Powering Your Possibilities by Cassandra, the Possibilities Coach, and myself, Lalisa, the Power Coach. So you can still do that. You still have time for that. And we have some more giveaways that we'll be, you know, talking about. Oh, we have some exciting guests coming to the show. We're lining people up. So we're just excited. But, you know, our topic today, I want to just throw that out there. Then I'm going to turn it over to Cassandra and let her get a word in edgewise. Cassandra, our topic today is talking about speaking your way to millions. And I want Sandra, I know I have a whole program about that, but Sandra also has her own take and her own spin for how she sees it. So we're going to turn it over to Cassandra. And Cassandra, could you talk a little bit about what does that mean to you to be able to speak your way to millions? And why are you so excited about it?
Oh my God.
You're so,
Yes. When I heard that, it just speaks volumes to me. You know, speaking your way to millions is more than just the money. It's more than just the money. It's about being intentional. Are you intentional today? Do you on purpose set out to accomplish something? Are you setting out to be the change you want to see in the world? Speaking your way to millions, in my estimation, it's about, again, power your possibilities by being intentional, okay? You power up by being intentional. In other words, on purpose, I am going to set my goals for the week and then set daily goals. So say you have 10 goals to accomplish for next week. You know, hopefully already for next week you know what you want to accomplish, or you have an idea. You may not know everything, but you've got the bigger goal, the bigger vision that in the next 3 months I'm going to accomplish this, in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months. So if I'm speaking my way to millions, I have some things that every day that I see myself doing to accomplish those things. And speaking your way to millions is about, you know, taking care of the details, okay? What are you doing to daily accomplish a bigger goal? And if I am doing something on purpose, if I'm being intentional, it's going to happen. The millions are going to show up because I'm doing what I love to do. Doing, I am thinking, I am being it. So on purpose, I've set 10 goals. And, you know, maybe I can only accomplish two every day, two Monday, two Tuesday. Maybe you accomplish, you know, four or five of them, you know, by Wednesday. Gives you five left. And even if the whole week I only, say, do six or seven of them, you're a lot further ahead than you were. And that's exciting. So I'm speaking my way to millions by saying, I am going to accomplish this. You know, for example, say you want to be a singer. You want to be a great singer. You have some things that you know you need to do to make that happen. You know, maybe you have a great voice, but you still want to get a voice coach. Maybe you want to start up a business. You're going to talk to Coach LaLisa and myself. This program is called All About Entrepreneurs. So we're all about helping you to achieve your goal. And there are some things you can do. You might need a mentor. You might need a coach. You might need both. You know, who knows? You might need more than one type of mentor, depending on what it is that you're trying to do. So speaking your way to millions, to me, speaks to every day. I am motivating myself. I am hanging out with folks that have the same type of goals. I'm not hanging out with the chickens. I'm hanging out with people who see themselves doing something greater, and they can't accomplish it by themselves. They know they need to put God first. They know they need to surround themselves with folks who want to make things happen in their lives. And you know what? Get rid of the negative folks. And you might say, well, maybe I'm negative. Well, you stop being negative. And the way you do that, hang out with positive people. Hang out with people who on purpose want to accomplish something great. And you can do it. You can do it. You can make it happen. And so I am speaking my way to millions daily by the things that I do, by the accomplishments I make on a daily basis. You know, it's not about all of a sudden, you know, I'm just, you know, super duper in my industry. Sometimes it's a process. And be gentle with yourself. You know, you may not get anything accomplished, you know, one day, but maybe you tried to get something accomplished. You know, you made an effort in the right direction. And that's what I'm excited about, that you are taking classes. Coach LaLisa has some great training to assist you in that process. And as coaches, we come alongside to make sure that you are doing the right things to go to the next level. And it's going to happen. They will show up. The millions will show up because you are doing what you're supposed to do. You know, you might say, well, I'm not trying to be a millionaire. You don't have to necessarily be trying to be a millionaire. You can just be trying to be the best in your field. And, you know, the money shows up. The opportunities show up because you're being the best that you can be. And just the fact that Coach LaLisa has a website that says Speaking Your Way to Millions, that speaks to where she is planning to go. That speaks to she sees herself in a larger place to help more people. That's the bottom line. If I'm doing all that I can to help you become the best that you can be, oh, my gosh, what you make happen for others, you make happen for yourself, really. And it's like a boomerang effect. I'm out there doing good, being good, You know, I am out there just making it happen. I am powering up with other folks who want to make it happen. It's going to happen for me. I've seen it happen so many times in the world. You know, you just look at people. They weren't born with silver spoons in their mouths, but they had in their heart a desire to do good, to be the change that they wanted to see in the earth. And so my question to you today, audience, what are you doing to power up your possibilities? What are you doing to be to becoming all that you can be, you know? And you might say, I don't know. That's okay. But there are answers for you. There are ways that you can make it happen. And we're going to do that with you. We're taking this all over America, and that's why I'm so excited about this program. I'm telling you, people from all over are contacting us. They're going to the hashtag Power Your Possibilities on Facebook. They're connecting with us, inboxing us. You know, you might say, well, I'm too shy to even say anything on the radio. That's fine. Inbox us. You know, that's why it's great to have all this technology. There's so many ways that we can communicate with one another. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what's in your heart. We want to know, what are you doing to be intentional today for the week? What are you doing to be intentional on purpose? What are you striving to make happen? And what are you doing to make things happen for others? Because what you do for others, it's coming back to you. Oh, yeah. So you got to be about doing all the good that you can do, okay? So be clear, okay? Be clear about what you want to do. And even if it's still a little foggy, it's a process. You're putting one foot in front of the other. Maybe all you can do is take a step toward what you want to do. A step is better than no step, even if it means, okay, I'm writing the vision, and I think this is what I can do on my part, then get some help. Help is here. We're here to help you go to the next level. We're here to be your cheerleaders, okay? And listen to this. The secret of change is to focus your energy not on fighting the old, but on building on the new, okay? Building on the new. What can you do, all right? That's so powerful. And some things need to be let go of before other things, you know, can come in. So what am I doing to let go of what I need to let go? You got to remember, some people that you're hanging out with, their minds are like cement. You know what cement is. It's hard. It's thick. It's tough. And what I mean by that is when your mind is like cement, nothing's going in and nothing's coming out. You know, and no matter what I say, no matter what anyone says, you're resistant. If you're resistant to change, why? Why are you resistant? You need to find that out. You need to find out what are the blocks to keep you from going to the next level. Okay, because there's so much out here. You know, yeah, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Okay. So we want to help you do that. We want to help you in that process. And we want to be your cheerleaders and say, woohoo, let's power up. Let's go up together. That's what I want to do. Let's go up together. And it's going to be good. It is good because I'm telling you, God is for me. God is for you. And we're going to do some positive things together and help you get to that next place. And that's what we want to do. So who's got a statement of purpose for us today? Who wants to tell us about how you are powering up your possibilities? How are you going to make it happen? We want to hear from you. Okay? And I tell you, you can call in. The lines are open. Or you can inbox us. Whatever works for you, we want to be there with you. We want to help you speak your way to millions. And speaking your way to millions may be about, you know, right now, just doing the small thing. Maybe it's about picking up the telephone to call an organization, to contact someone, to find out how did they do what they did. You know, how did they become what they became? You know, you gotta ask questions. You gotta get involved, and you're gonna make it happen. So, That's what speaking your millions, speaking your way to millions means to me. And that is a web page that you can go to. And LaLisa has some awesome things. We both have books. And we've got some other exciting things coming up to help you speak your way to millions. Isn't that right, LaLisa? Coach LaLisa. We are so excited about
that. We are. And we're celebrating. Yes, we are. Absolutely. We have much to be so thankful for. And talk about being intentional. That's right. Your intentions, Dr. Wayne Dyer has done a major study about how your intentions can create the wealth of happiness, peace, joy, financial stability, good health, and many other things that you want in your life. So when you said that, it just, you know, a little bell went off in my head, ding, 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 ding. You know, we got to remember that, and the power of your possibilities can just help quicker and further where you need to go. But we want everyone to go onto Facebook and go onto our, you can go on my timeline, you can go on Cassandra's timeline, or you can go on your timeline, even better, and post just like I did. I am listening to the AAE show and then hashtag power your possibilities. Believe me, you, it will change the way you see productivity on today. I'm telling you, it's like magic when you do stuff that empowers other people, you get empowered. And so we want you to know that your intentions for today, the question is, what are you doing today that is in line with your intentions that are in line with your purpose? What words, when you speak your way to millions, listen, $1 million, I know people say, I want a million. Well, most of you, look at it like this. If you make just $50,000 a year, typically if you have a degree or a halfway decent job, let's just say you make $50,000 a year, in just 20 years, you would have made $1 million. If you make $100,000 a year, in just 10 years, you would have made $1 million. And so you can break it down however you want. If you make just $25,000 a year, well, in 40 years, you have made $1 million. You know, I know tons of people that. So there are people. Now, you can also make $1 million in a year, in 6 months. You can take a calculator. So in the program that Cassandra was referring to on the website, Speaking Your Way to Millions, there's an actual calculation that you can do. I can show you how to do it. I do it in the training where I teach you how to break down $1 million, but for your specific goals, for yours, and then you can just go and achieve it. It's just like when a company hires you. If AT&T or IBM or Google or, you know, Facebook, whoever you work for, Apple, pharmaceutical company, a hospital, the government, wherever you work, I could, you know, just sit down with you, break it down, and show you how you can get your $1 million. Now, it's what you do with it. And so what we want to learn how to do is how to reinvest our money into things that will continue to produce, build on that million. You know, we were talking about this last night in our business class. These were wanting to know, we were on the subject of how do you structure your organization, and we came to the subject that Jewish people, one of the students asked, why does it seem like, you know, all the Jewish people own all the property or have a lot of money and this and that. And so we, so I just, I let the students kind of talk about it because, you know, our students know a lot more than us sometimes. So I just let them talk about it for a while. And they're, and we have about 16 students in this particular class. And so it's a very diverse group of students right there at Essex County College in Newark. And one of the students said, well, what, he says, well, I actually have a Jewish friend that I work with. And I talk to him about this. And he says, what he told me is that in their community, this is what they practice. In their communities, they make sure that the dollar touches 7 different hands before it ever leaves their community. Okay? So they have to purchase and do business with each other, you know, at least 17 times, probably more, before they go outside of their own community of people.
Wow.
That was one.
That's huge.
That was huge right there. And then another guy chimed in and said, oh, yeah, my neighbors are Jewish people or something, something, and my kids went over to their house to play or something. And he says, and he was talking to the kid's father, and come to find out, they don't have TVs in their home. Now, you know, some of their houses are very big, but now you go into average American's home or the average person, how many TVs do we have? And our children are so preoccupied. And so I taught at Yeshiva. It used to be a Jewish college in Newark, New Jersey, and I taught all Jewish boys. And they were college level. They were, you know, about 18, 19, 20 years old. They were getting their bachelor's degrees. And I was down there teaching a few classes for them through the college. And one thing I told my students, I was joking around, but very serious, but I was joking. I said, well, one thing I can tell you, they read the book. You know, in my American classes, my students often want to know how to get through the course without reading the book. The students today, they all want to know, how can I get through this course without having to read the book? Well, and I told them, but those students, they rip the book apart. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So now we want to, so anyway, speaking your way to millions, it's doable. You can do it. Maybe you will make a million in a year. Maybe you won't. It doesn't matter. A million is a million. I don't care when you get it. Because if you invested, now you've done the right thing. So how are you going to be intentional today? What are you going to do today that's intentional that will take you closer to the things that you want to see in your life? What do you want to see for yourself? What is the vision that you hold for yourself? You know, until I answered that question, I was just stumbling around. But until I answered that question, Lalisa, what do you want to see for you? So you're on the phone lines, hit your number one key, and I want to hear from you. I want to know, what intentional moves do you plan to make today, and or how do you see yourself? What do you see for yourself? You know, we're coaches, and that's what a coach does. We ask you questions. I'm asking you these questions because Andra's asking you. We want to hear your answers. Hit your number one key, and you can tell us live on the air with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa, who are here not only to inspire and encourage you, we're also here to motivate you to be intentional, so that you can walk in your purpose and your destiny, so that you can live out all the gazillion possibilities that are in front of you. There are possibilities that are waiting for you. I know a lot of people think they're waiting. Possibilities,
yeah, yeah.
No. Possibilities are waiting for you to show up, but you got to be intentional. So what are you going to do intentional to?
Hey, Coach Lalisa. Someone just inboxed me, and they said they feel like a failure. And I want to say to you, failure isn't final. They said they're hitting their 60s. Well, I want to tell you, sometimes your best work may not occur until, you know, you're at the age you're at. because some other things needed to happen. So failure isn't final. It's the courage to get back up and keep walking toward what you want. I know people in their 20s and 30s that feel like failures. So I don't think it's an age thing. It's a mental thing.
No, it's not. It's not. And what I would like to add to that is that it's never too late. George C. Eliot said, it's never too late to be what you should have been.
Ooh, that's powerful. Say that again.
Yes, it's never too late to be what you should have been.
Wow. Wow. That's huge. Now, that's a power of thought for sure. It's never mm-hmm. too late to be what you should have been.
What you should have been. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's what drives me every morning. You know, I'll be 60 in just 2 years, and I'm doing more now. I have more goals planned. I have goals set for myself well past my 70s.
Wow. You know what, that I tell you, my hats are off to you, because it shouldn't be about the number. It shouldn't be about, oh, because I'm in my 70s, you know, it's time to retire. You know, maybe you do retire from, you know, maybe a job you had, you know, for 20 years or something like that. Maybe it's time to retire from that. But not from life. There's so much to do. What are you going to do, go home and sit down in your rocking chair? Oh, my gosh. I can remember my mom telling me, you know, when the kids were growing up, she's like, listen, I'm not one of those grandmas that's sitting in the rocking chair, you know, twiddling my thumbs and, you know, just here to babysit for you. She said, you need to make, you know, kind of like an appointment with me to watch your children. She says, I have things that I want to do. And I thought, wow, Mom, aren't you coming on kind of strong? She's like, listen, I am not limited because, you know, I'm a grandma. You know, or great-grandma, don't limit it. Be limited by your age. Don't be thinking, oh, my God, I'm ready to be put out to pasture. I know some folks in their 30s and 40s that act like they're ready to be put out to pasture. So don't get hung up on a number. You're more than a number. You're more than a color. You're more than a gender, okay? It's more to life than getting stuck on stupid about those kinds of things. Now, you're about to get me powered up. Because I'm telling you, listen, pick up the bat and swing. Pick up the bat and do what you were created to be. I know we've got some callers waiting in queue, but I'm telling you, make it happen today. You decide today, I am going to accomplish my goal. But you got to do it. You've got to be intentional. That's what life is about. You make it happen. You know, they asked Jesus in the Bible, are you the one, or shall we look for another? I want to ask you that. Are you the one? Will you step up to the plate? If not you, why not? Why not you? Why not you create that thought that's been in your heart? Why not? Who knows what can happen if you got intentional, if you decided, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to power up my possibilities. I love talking to these two, the dynamic duo on the morning airwaves. I'm going to make it happen. So let's hear from you. Is anybody waiting to ask a question yet? Oh, gosh,
no, but
I am fired
up. Put your number, and we want to hear your question and or your comment. Number one key.
Don't be afraid. We just want to help
you.
We got one.
So yes. Good morning. Welcome. You're on the phone line with Coach Cassandra and Coach LaLisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Area code 908. You're on the All About Entrepreneurs show live.
Coach LaLisa, Coach Cassandra, this is your good friend, Denise Beecham.
Awesome,
how are you doing?
Denise. Hi.
I'm sitting here and I'm listening, and I didn't want to come in because I wanted to give somebody the opportunity to get on the line with you guys, but I'm like, I can't hold on no more. I'm going to have to come in here.
You go, girl.
That was so good. Let me tell you something. I would say about a little over 2 years ago when I had lost my job, I was in that way, and I have a coach, and she is excellent. Believe me, she is. But she, I couldn't move myself forward because I was stuck on that stupid that you're talking about. I truly was. And the minute I things did turn around, and I did find a job, but by then I was no longer stuck on stupid. And I remember telling a coworker of mine, I'm going to tell you something, because they started making noises about, oh, you know, we're all probably going to get laid off again. And while everybody was sitting around moaning and groaning, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, I said to him, I said, I'm going to tell you something. If they pull this layoff thing again, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to kickstart my business, and I ain't going to stop till I get it off the ground. 75% of my time is going to be spent building my business, and the little 25% is going to be spent on trying to find another job. And the funny thing that happened is the more I spend on working my business, the more calls I get for these jobs.
All right.
It's so crazy. And when you guys were saying what you were saying, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is exactly what I had been hearing but wasn't getting through to me until, like, I would say about maybe in the last nine or 10 months or so, I finally get it. And then you had someone who called in and said they felt like a failure because of their age, and I so agree with what you said. The age is just the number. If you don't get up and swing the bat like you said, then that you're gonna stay right there where you are. I don't know what that person's situation is or why they felt the way they felt, but I know that the message that you gave them definitely motivated them to get up and start swinging again, because you really have to do that, because if you don't, you really won't be able to move forward. You have to get rid of all of that stuff that holds you back, all of that stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, and get that mindset going, because if you don't, then you won't move forward. You're going to stay exactly where you are. And then, Coach LaLisa, you told me, you said about how one of your students said that in the Jewish community, they spend 7 times in their community before going outside of it. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you
17.
Something.
17.
That's really deep. That's really deep, because you know what? I know for a fact in our communities, the first thing we do, and including myself when my mindset was different, as soon as we get the money, guess where we go? Outside of the community, which is why our own communities can't grow. That's why they own what they own, because they spend within their communities and they boost their own communities and they boost their own economies before they go outside boosting others. That thing, I'm like, oh, my goodness, they really need to expand on that. A lot of people need to know that lesson. That's
right,
a good lesson. So
about
I just want to say
class.
Thank you. This was a great show.
No.
I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Calling. Thank you. What kind of business? What kind of business do you have, ma'am?
Oh,
Diva,
I have a total body and wellness training business.
Oh, awesome.
Remember,
awesome.
Diva Pilates and Wellness? I spoke to you last week, remember?
Yes. I just didn't quite understand what you said when you came in. Oh, my gosh, thank you for being intentional. Thank you for dropping by. Please tell your friends.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will. I'm hoping that my coach had a chance to listen in, because I told her about it. She was all excited. I hope she had a chance to listen in, because if she didn't, I'm definitely going to tell her about it, because this is unbelievable. This is so good.
Thank you. Oh, we love
You're
it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, we thank you. We thank God for you, and we're glad you called in. We have time for one more caller. If you want to get your comment in or a question, or you have something you want to say, you hit your number one key. We'll open up your phone line. We have time for one more caller before we begin to wind down and wrap up the show and give our closing remarks. So it's been an intentional warning already.
Yes, and we've got some more gifts for folks.
Did you tell them about the free gift for the new folks?
No,
the
I didn't. Yes, for the new people, you just tuned in, or if you didn't get your CD yet, inbox us on Facebook, or you can go to Facebook or inbox Cassandra McKissack, that's McKissack, or Coach Lalisa Williams. You can definitely contact us, or you can leave your message right here on the All About Entrepreneurs page on Facebook, facebook.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, or you could write here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, AAE, the acronym for All About Entrepreneurs. You can leave a message right on that home page and give us your contact information. But you can go to the website to get your free gift. It's audio. Go to speakingyourwaytomillions.com, speakingyourwaytomillions.com, and there you'll see a page for powering your possibilities. Your possibilities, you have to reach out to them. You have to go get them. If you sit and wait for opportunity to come to you, Coach Lalisa is telling you it's too late. Don't wait. Get up and go get it. If you don't know how to do it, if you are afraid, then contact one of us to help coach you along the way. I have a coaching program. Cassandra has coaching programs. You're here listening every day, and that's why we're here. We're here letting you know we're just two more coaches out there that you're getting to know, that you can have an opportunity to say, yes, I'm a radio show host. So is Cassandra. She's a TV show host. She has her own TV show. You can go to her website, CassandraMcKissack.com, and that's McKissack, just like it sounds. It's not that hard. You can go to her website. She has a TV show. You can connect with her. You can inbox her. You can email her. You can send her a comment if you desire to work with her as your coach, or you can work with some coaching programs that we have out there already to help you if you're afraid. Please don't forget what George Eliot said. He said that it's never too late to be who you might have been. So when people sit back and say, they say, oh, I wish I could have did this, and I wish I had done that, and, oh, if I would have had time for it. Stop. I'm telling you, stop that. Let's do it. Stop it. Stop it. Call me. We want to fix your life right now. Stop it.
I have a friend
who started a program called Sexy at 60, Professor Terry Benjamin.
Woo-hoo.
And he goes all over
documenting
people. And it's really a healthy mental program, but he uses that title because it does just what Cassandra, it gets people attention. And then I piggybacked off of him, and I got Success at 60. I have a whole program waiting for people because I knew that people would feel that. Because I'll be 60 in 2 years. And so I have people, women I meet all over the place, where they're going to be leaving their jobs. They're going to be retiring. But they're going to still be young and full of life. And some people took jobs to pay the mortgage, to take care of the children, to take care of their families. And they didn't take jobs to take care of their dream.
That's right.
And so they're going to be retiring, and they're going to feel. But you know, we're out of time. Cassandra, Denise, you audience, thank you for tuning in to another day.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to Speaking Your Way to Millions, collect your free gift. Listen out for we'll start the advertising next week. We'll have more giveaways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am excited.
Be intentional. Your intentions matter. Put forth your effort. go ahead on, inbox us on Facebook if you'd rather not. If you have a question, you want us to read it. As a matter of fact, we're going to be reading people's comments on live on the air, so inbox us.
Yeah.
Tell us, answer the question, how are you powering your possibilities? We're going to be reading your how you did it live on
yeah.
the air. What others
Absolutely.
Hear from you, you will be motivated.